The curtain lifts this weekend on Broadway in Cleveland. In today's State of the Arts, we sit down with Playhouse Square's executive producer for a preview. Six musicals and one drama are headed to Playhouse Square, and all the singing, dancing, and dialogue starts this weekend.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before.
Playhouse Square's Gina Vernacy feels great.
We're launching the national tour of the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home,
opening at the Connor Palace Theater this Sunday.
It's a wonderful distinction for Playhouse Square and Cleveland.
The Cavs, the Tribe, the RNC, and now this. Vernacy attributes the honor of launching the tour in part to loyal theatergoers.
32,000, as of right now, season ticket holders at Playhouse Square. That's the largest for touring Broadway in the country.
Another reason the Fun Home tour starting in Cleveland could be the local connection. The musical's based on Oberlin College student Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir about finding out her father was a closeted homosexual, dealing with his suicide, and coming out as a lesbian. Vernacy says the themes of Fun Home are universal.
She reaches back into her memories to figure out the mysteries of her childhood. So it's really the chance to see parents through adult eyes.
Fun Home closes October 22nd, to be followed by a story about never growing up.
Our life's calling was never meant to be boring.
Finding Neverland, inspired by the 2004 movie, is the prequel to Peter Pan.
We meet the writer, J.M. Barrie, as he is struggling with what to do next in his life. And he comes upon a widow and her children who are playing in Kensington Gardens. They recently lost their father, so he thinks they're too young to have to grow up.
Finding Neverland closed in August after 17 months on Broadway. It'll play the Connor Palace for 3 weeks in November. An adult fairy tale with another local connection opens in January. Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim and Mansfield, Ohio's own James LaPine.
Many would consider this their masterpiece, and I would agree.
Careful the things you say, children will listen.
The original production of Into the Woods opened on Broadway in 1987. The revival leaves New York in November to go on tour. Cleveland will be the fourth stop. It's a minimalist production. No flashy sets or costumes, but that kind of spectacle is coming here too.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Sweeping costumes, a score that everyone will know. And it's that beautiful story about Anna and her romance with the King of Siam.
The King and I arrives in Cleveland in February for a 3-week run. It'll be followed in March by the only show in Playhouse Square's Broadway series that isn't a musical.
I'm going to find out who killed Wellington. Someone killed her dog with a fork.
No songs, just Adrian Sutton's hypnotic soundtrack in The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Vernacy says the British import features inventive staging with a 15-year-old autistic math whiz as narrator.
This intriguing way for us to see inside the mind of this young boy, Christopher, as he solves this mystery.
Curious Incident debuted in 2012 at London's Royal National Theatre, and something just as British follows it on the Connor Palace stage.
So incredibly hard, so inconceivably, unbelievably hard.
To be the bard.
Something Rotten is a farce about the world's first musical. Set in 1595, it's about two brothers, Nick and Nigel Bottom, trying to write a hit play.
Their nemesis is Shakespeare, who they think is getting all of the glorious headlines, and so they're trying to come up with the next big idea.
Time Out New York called it the funniest musical comedy in at least 400 years. And Something Rotten comes to Playhouse Square in April. In June, it'll be George and Ira Gershwin's An American in Paris. Vernacy says the 1951 Gene Kelly movie inspired the play that debuted in Paris last year before coming to Broadway. It's pure romance.
A fellow has fallen in love for a mysterious woman, and he discovers that his friend has also fallen in love with the same person.
Cleveland's one of the last stops on the national tour. And that's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.